believe that would have protected us from a lot of people who were critical of us, who saw people be rough and mean-spirited and rough in their description of these things. Because they were that way, they did not show very well the bond of peace, and they did not show very well this way of life that would be influential for good. But I think we've learned, I think we've benefited from, and I think we have a generation of people now in the body of Christ that are so committed to helping others and showing others a good example and talking about it, holding Bible studies with individuals to see the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There's one Spirit, there's one body. Even as you're called in one hope of your calling, there's one hope of our calling. I hope that the Lord won't do this. I hope He won't do that. I hope the Lord won't bring this topic up. No, there's one hope. And that one hope is in Christ, and in Him do we have this great blessing. And we enjoy this blessing in the Lord, this one great blessing in the Lord, of hope in Him. There's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Just in case we get to thinking that there are more than this about the one body or the one Spirit or whatever have you, we get to the idea there's one Lord. And it brings us back to the thought, there's just one. They're not two, they're not three. The Savior came and He is the one Savior. And He is the Savior. And that one Lord and one faith, that one body of teaching that He gave, that one body of practice that He said to do, that one way of worship that He gave. And He didn't only give those things in commandments, but He gave those things in examples. And we can help our friends to be knowing and realizing that the Lord gave us this wonderful blessing of unity in believing what He taught by way of not only commands He gave, but examples. He gave us commands about faith, John 8:24, and repentance, Luke 13:3, and confession of Him in Matthew 10:32, and baptism into Christ in Mark 16:15-16, and being watchful and prayerful, Matthew 26:41, and worshiping in spirit and in truth in John 4:23-24, and forgiving others as we ourselves are forgiven of the Lord in Matthew 18:21-35. We can live that way. We really can. We can follow His way. We can practice that way of life. And the examples that He gave us in the book of Acts of people who heard that message, repented of their sins, confessed Him, were baptized into Christ, began living for Him is right there in the book of Acts. And as we read those 9 detailed examples, we begin to ask ourselves, did I obey the Lord like this? Did I follow the Lord's practice like this? Am I part of His body like this? And we find an answer, yes it is, yes it was. I have that same hope. This is the one faith. This is the body of faith. And when people got away from that faith in their worship of God, and you remember John 4, He said, worship in spirit and in truth. Well, when they got away from that, in the first book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11 about the Lord's Supper, and 1 Corinthians 14 about singing and preaching and praying, and in 1 Corinthians 16 about their contribution, He gave them examples about how they could worship the Lord in spirit and in truth properly. And as a result, restoring that way became the hallmark idea of those who were away from it, and they read it in the Bible. And they saw that, and they understood it, and they began to practice it. And as a result, the movement toward the restoration of this church of the Lord began again. We find ourselves enjoying that great blessing, unity in Christ, that one Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who's above all, through all, and in you all. That Heavenly Father we pray to through our Lord Jesus Christ. That Heavenly Father we ask blessings of through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That one Father whom we praise for His great plan. And Jesus who came to say, I came not to do my own will, but the will of Him that sent me.